Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my SEO podcast. This is SEO expert and online business strategist, Jack McAtel, with SEO Strategy Tips, helping outstanding experts monetize their expertise by building their business authority, an expert niche empire with proven SEO and online business strategy. In this SEO podcast, we will talk about how website security influences your website's ranking and performance. Perhaps you're thinking now, how can this be? How can my website security, how can that what I do on my website in the back end, how I secure my website, influence my rankings or my website performance? So let's just take a minute to talk about what really means website security for your online presence. So it's really like locking the front door of your brick and mortar business, because it's what we do online, not visible. So a lot of us think when they log out of their website, it's secure because they're locked out. But these times are already long gone. Hackers or thieves can go easily into our website through our plugins, through a password, which is very easy, through a not updated theme, and get in the back end, and some just go in the back end for fun to do something and not to be malicious. Others, they perhaps want to implement backlinks to their own website. And I think that the top ones, they really want to use your website to gain access to other websites. So let's just talk about some pretty devastating website security issues my expert team and I, we came across in the last few weeks. And one for sure was a pretty tough one. We were sitting together with a client, and the client wanted to update her WordPress theme. She didn't like the WordPress theme, and she had a lot of unreliable problems with her theme, that she uploaded something and the theme crashed, and she just didn't like it. So within a few day period, together with her, we tried to install a new theme, and the site crashed and crashed and crashed again. We called her host, and all what they did told us we should take down the new theme and reinstall the old theme, which we did with her. But the result was the same. As soon as we installed the new theme, as soon as we uploaded an image, the new theme crashed, and we had to call the host. So it was really, like, believe me, it was really a very, very bad time for everybody who participated, because it looked like nothing worked. She was one step away to give up everything and just don't have a business online, which is pretty bad at this point. So what we did, we looked into how many pages does she have indexed, and what the search engines see, what we cannot see from the back end. Because when you're in the back end, for example, of your WordPress site, you only see the pages you create. You don't see really what the search engines index from your site. And that could be something totally different, because they could index also your blog categories. They could index pages you totally forgot or you deleted a while ago, and they're still there. So as we did this and went into the back end and looked at it, we saw that she had over 22,200 pages indexed. And then when they looked at them, clearly there were nothing what she created, but everything what a hacker would create, all spam pages on her site linking out to endless spam sites. And first she didn't see the urgency of taking care of this issue. And she felt like, let's clean it up later. Let's first try one more time with the theme. And we really highly recommended to her first to clean up the site, because there can be so many issues with a website and you're not aware of. So it's really almost all the time better when you see an incident, when a hacker went in, when something happened on your site, that you clean it up immediately. So we set up a website security service for her so that her site would be cleaned up, a firewall would be in place. And it took several hours. You can imagine 22,200 index pages. That takes the time before you can clean this up. It took several hours. So after this, we went together back to her site, uploaded new theme, and guess what? She had no issues anymore. Everything worked perfectly fine. We were surprised, too. We did not have this experience before that the site could be so influenced by hackers or by their actions that it would not perform at all anymore. So today she's at a point where she has a clean-up site, and she's now working on creating fresh new top-rated content because due to that she had the 22,200 spam pages on her site for several months, it influenced negatively her rankings. So her rankings dropped, some of them dropped more than others. But now by her creating this fresh content, that's what gives her a chance to bring up the rankings again. And also with the firewall in place, that this issue won't happen again. Another issue we came across lately is, and that's nothing new, that's what happens really all the time, is when hackers go in and change your site. So when somebody clicks on your display and first page of Google, or if they type in your website URL, not your site comes up, but they are redirected to the next site. And our client, they were working with a hosting company who said they would clean up the site. So we thought, okay, goody. So they have their own system in place, which is fine. So they don't need us anymore. Unfortunately, the result of this cleanup was that she still had plugin issues that could not be fixed. So in our experience, she has to do something that there is malicious malware still somewhere in the site would prevent this plugin to perform well. So really, our client was lucky that because it was detected early, her site's performance nor her site's ranking were influenced in a bigger way. And if she can take care of this plugin issue, we recommended her to put a firewall in place, security service we used to, because there is a difference in tools you can use to detect malware. Like, especially the free ones, they will really detect the malware where it's very obvious and very more on a shallow level. But you want to make sure that your whole website is cleaned up, because a lot of times hackers could go in much, much deeper and do any damage, but you don't see it. So it could influence your performance, or it could influence long-term your website. But because you don't see it, you cannot clean it. So you really need to have a very professional website security service who can do this. And we have Sucuri, and Sucuri is S-U-G-U-R-I, and it really helped us a lot. And if you follow the link on the podcast promotion, you can see the link to the website security the software, and just check it out. The third case I would like to share with you, and this is really a pretty tricky case, and this is nothing you easily can detect nor absolutely easily clean up. So we have a client where the hackers came into his website through a not updated contact form plugin. And when I say not updated contact form plugin, it was nothing for his site. He updated all his plugins. But this specific plugin, the web developer, the programmer, did not update the plugin from their side. So it was for month and month and month not updated. So whenever there was a security issue, they did not make sure that their plugin fits to the latest requirements. So because of that, the hackers could go in and they implemented hidden spam links, very interesting, hidden spam links in our client's opt-in form. It really was barely something you could detect, though, because it only came up once in a while. Google Webmaster, now Google Search Console, they detected it, and they sent an email to our client. So for sure, make sure that you have your website submitted to Google Webmaster Better, Google Search Console. Now also that you have another way how somebody can tell you if there's anything suspicious going on your site. So they sent him an email about suspicious hidden content on his site. We checked out several malware detection software tools, but as a result, there came up no malware. We went to his site, and once in a blue moon, you could see he normally has red hyperlinks, and you could see blue hyperlinks appearing with totally text that makes no sense or spam text, and then disappearing. Our client also, he hosts membership and affiliate plugin on his website. So you can imagine there are a lot of members, not of affiliates, create their own accounts. And that's for sure another security issue. If you allow people create accounts on your site, how would the search engines know what is the hacker and what is the user? They don't, and your website doesn't know that either. So they would perhaps allow a hacker, if you don't have the firewall in place, to create their own access and then go into the back end of your site. So our team recommended to this client also our preferred website security service, and by him getting the firewall in place, it for sure helped immense to prevent future hacks as much as possible. Because where a firewall really cannot help you if you use very easy to access passwords like ABC or 123 or the word password or your pet's name. So to prevent this for sure, there are other things you want to make sure you have in place, like reminding your users that they really need to frequently update their passwords. If you think of all these things, website security immensely really affects the well performance of your website. And also, if you had a hack on your site and it was undetected for a long time, it will influence your rankings because the search engines don't know if the hidden content implemented is it from you or from somebody else, if the anchor text in your backlinks, do they have a meaning or they don't have a meaning? And then especially in the case where they created 22,200 pages, the search engines don't know is that what you created or somebody else, and they think you want to be found for. So perhaps the 50 pages, the 100 pages, or the 500 pages you created with a specific focus, with a specific niche in mind, it waters down a lot the effect when you have 22,200 pages and they are just spam. My friend and WordPress trainer and also website guru Kim Schiffler, she created a blog post, and on her blog post she had several things what you want to have in mind to prevent that your site can be hacked, like back up your site consistently, install a security, keep your site up to date, and many more. So I invite you to check out on my website, dagmargatel.com/website-security/, for all these great more information and advice you can find there, and also link to her website with some free training I invite you to go through. I hope by you listening to this, you are aware of really the crucial actions you need to take and have in place to have a firewall, to have a website security service, cleaning up your website, not only in the worst case, but being there for you when you could not prevent a hack. Ranking online is not an accident. It is a strategy. So it's really important that when you gain a better understanding of the what and why of developing and executing the best SEO strategy plan for your unique online needs, take action and do it today. This is SEO strategist, expert, and certified SEO master, Dagmar Gatel, signing off for today. Have an amazing day and tune in again next week.